Good evening, my fair lady. Were you seeking to go riding this evening? I know that the afternoon is late, but I shall be happy to hitch up one of the horses if it so pleases you. Honestly, miss, there's no need to apologize. My family remains forever indebted to you for granting me this post. I am more than happy to fulfill its duties, whether or not at a conventional hour. While I am certain stable work seems of little importance to your busy mind, I consider the labor to be nourishing on the spirit. As such, I will not mind a brief delay to my journey home. Any task is bound to invigorate me, and although they are no longer young, my parents are more than capable of looking after themselves. And no, miss, I promise that I am not motivated by guilt. While I am grateful for the opportunities you have provided for me, I know that you expect any such generosity to be well earned. If I did not excel in any task of my labor, then you would have to cease to entertain my company, and I would never think you are unfair in that regard. It is a testament to your sensibilities that you only expect proper diligence from those you manage. In some ways, it's quite remarkable. What I mean to say is, although it is uncommon for a lady to be the sole proprietor of such an estate, your authority has always been a welcome one, especially among your staff. Thus, it has always been an honor for me to serve you. And if you are still curious about my reasons for such devotion, I assure you they come not from culpability, but rather from a sincere respect. It is my honor to help provide for you. Now, I hope that you allow my words to assuage any of your own embarrassments. I would delight in nothing more than taking you riding. However, we must do it before daylight fades. You well know that the horses do not take kindly to the dark. Miss, honestly, I assure you. Very well. If my reassurance is not enough, perhaps you'd prefer a walk instead. Although a far less vigorous exertion, it may still provide an appropriate remedy to your misgivings. At least, in any case, it might spare the horses from any resentment for such tardy labor. My countenance harbors no ill will for such a request, as I have mentioned. Their disposition, however, is far more fickle. But you mustn't hold it against them, miss. Although they often work with complaint, never a more loyal creature will you ever meet. After all, you know the old saying, though patience be a tired mare, yet she will plod. Much like yourself, I think. Oh, I didn't mean to imply anything with regards to your appearance, miss. I do hope that you forgive the slight. I've always enjoyed your good character. You are far more tolerant of any misgivings than most in your position. One does not need to worry about slips of the tongue or the lackadaisicalness of their flesh. The line, by the way, if it amuses you, is from Henry V. Perhaps not one of the bard's better plays, but I find it to be serviceable. Yes, I realize that it is unusual for a woman of my status to read such things, miss. However, I consider the exercise of the mind to be as important as the exercise of the body, a sentiment which I am sure you share, given your predilection for both. Well, at the very least, it is keeping with your want of exercise at this late hour. Perhaps we best walk before my words become too eager again. Lovely evening, isn't it? Autumn is such a wondrous season with the rush of the falling leaves. Oh, please let me know if you are bothered by my chatter, miss. While some prefer to walk in silence, I have always been decidedly verbose, as you might have gathered. Well then, would you mind if I asked you a few queries? There are more curiosities than anything, and you are, of course, not required to answer. Oh, nothing regarding the estate. I'm simply inquisitive about what is troubling you. Yes, I know that you have spoken only calmly, miss. However, your face still wears the unease. While others might not recognize its subtlety, I have seen it enough times to know its furrows. Please, though, I do not wish for you to hide it. I only wish to know how I might help. If you pardon my candor, miss, is it concerning the estate's finances? No. Then, your impending nuptials. Are you still fretting over who you might choose? Well, you need not worry. Any choice would be a sensible one. All three of the gentlemen are proper of wealth and refined in character. Any choice is merely a matter of personal taste, I suppose. I am afraid I am not certain of your proclivities in that regard. However, I am certain that you will make the decision with the same keeping with carefulness with which you attend to this land. Or, perhaps you do not wish to marry. It was merely a guess, miss. I have seen your love for this estate. You nearly always wear it in your eyes. If you were married, these grounds would no longer be yours. They would be your husband's. Yet, they would never be rightly his. He would never earn them as you had. You were the one that made this land strong and healthy. It was under your proper management that the plants began to grow and thrive. So I have some understanding of why you would not want to take the hand of another. And, unlike most, I would never think any less of you for it. Yes, it is unusual for a lady to refuse to marry, but so is your circumstance. You must do what is best for yourself and for the estate. I assure you that you are unlikely to be judged for it, either by me or by the other hands. We all think far too highly of your character to ever be concerned with such mild deviations. My only regret is that you might not ever be able to find solace in the arms of another. Although, there are solutions to such a problem. I know that we do not speak of it often, yet affection can exist outside of marriage. Tell me, have you ever considered with myself? Are you certain of what you're asking? No, no, no offense was taken. I am more than flattered. It is not often that one gets such a request from such a lady. Perhaps it is improper for you to be so bold given our sexes. However, you are my superior, so in a sense, the burden may still fall on you to suggest such a topic. In any case, if you wish to form that sort of partnership, I might be amenable provided the proper terms and compatibility. I assume that you are not proposing much in the sense of matrimony. Very good. I have a bit of a non-traditional view of that subject myself, and do not believe it appropriate if it is not entered into with certain awareness. Well, to use another one of the great bard's phrases, love is not love which alters when it alteration finds. Perhaps not his meaning, but I have always considered it to imply that some aspects of her character are fixed and unchangeable. If we were to enter into any sort of arrangement, we would need to ensure that we properly complemented each other. And while, in matters of the mind, I know that we are in agreement, I am less certain about the alignment of our passions. I suppose I should make myself clear. Miss, I wish to submit to you. I know that I already performed duties for you. However, that would not be enough if we were to enter into this sort of relation. I want to submit to you wholly and fully. I long to obey your every order and please you in whichever way you might wish. And yes, I realize that such a revelation is abrupt. However, it is keeping with your proposal, and if we are to discuss this matter properly, I... I suppose that is a more succinct manner of speaking. However, I would prefer a little more experimentation before I agree to such terms. And the glint in your eye tells me that you would as well. There is no need to hide it. It will always be my honor to serve you. So, where shall you have me, miss? Oh, yes, there and now is more than acceptable if you would like. Perhaps behind those trees in the orchard, while no one will judge, it might be best to preserve your modesty. Oh, would you like me naked before you, then? Very well. Simply tell me how you would like me to lay. Shall I kneel at your feet? Excellent. Then I will only be a moment. Is this acceptable, madam? Yes, my body does wear the effects of a hard day's work. I have never thought of it much myself, but I am pleased that you like it. Oh, thank you, miss. But do tell me what else I might do to service you. My wishes, well, they are hardly of any concern, and at any rate, my primary one is to delight you. Very, very well. If you insist, I might like to touch myself while staring at you. I hope you will not think untoward of me, but I have dreamed of this moment before, and I'd like to admire you for a bit. Thank you, miss. Your elegance is beyond sense. Just to be able to look at you this greedily. Oh, it excites me so. I've always wanted to kneel before you like this. It would have been improper of me to have told you. However, knowing your feeling, I hope that you might now accept such praises. But I must not please myself too much. Oh, you have not had the chance to properly enjoy me yet. And you are not undressed yet. Oh, please, miss, might you for me? Please, I only wish to honor your beautiful form. Thank you very much, miss. Do you require any assistance? Very well. My fingers are more than happy to oblige. There. Now you might enjoy the autumn breeze properly, and if you will allow it, I shall enjoy you. Oh, wow. Please, may I kiss your neck, miss? It teases me so. Thank you. And your breasts. May I touch them? Please, miss. Oh, thank you. Just to feel the softness of your skin, it is magical. I am so gracious that you will allow it. Might I kiss them as well? Yes, yes. I shall be gentle, though I am eager. It is your pleasure that I must earn. Oh, that shiver. Tell me, have I pleased you, or is the air too cold? If you are uncertain, then I can offer my arms to you. I am more than happy to keep you warm. Come on, let yourself enjoy me. Thank you, love. What else would you like? Shall I tease your clit? Oh, this time I assure you, miss, the pleasure is all mine. Oh, you are already wet, miss. I hope it to be a sign that you find my service acceptable. Well, then, I shall entertain you further. Most excellent. Might I put a finger inside of you? Oh, thank you, miss. Do tell me if you want more. Faster. Very well, then. How is this? Does this please you, miss? Your answers are always so laconic, yet so delicious. Oh, I can feel how slick you're growing, miss. It is so marvelous. Oh, how you tremble. If it is my hand that shall satisfy you tonight, miss, I shall be more than pleased. However, if you desire my mouth, I'd be more than happy to give it. Yes, it is my desire to taste you. However, I will not appease it unless it is what you want. Please, tell me, miss. Oh, well, I do delight in hearing that. How would you like me? Yes, I should always be happy to be underneath you. And, if I recall, you did want to go riding this afternoon. You may roll your eyes if you wish, but I know from that smile that such a tired quip still did amuse you. Which is all that truly matters, your happiness. Yes, my tongue is overextending itself, isn't it? Well, yes, miss, I suppose you are correct. It won't be an issue soon, will it? Oh, you are quite strong to sub me in such a... Yes, miss, holding my tongue. Yes, I am keeping still, or at least I am trying. It is a bit difficult when you are grinding your lap into mine. Oh, miss, you're so wet. Might I begin to taste you, miss? Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, miss. Thank you for your cunt. I hope I will do enough to earn it. Your juices. You taste so good, miss. Your taste is so wonderful. Yes. I know that I must not touch you without your permission. Yes, You best keep my wrist over my head until I learn to obey. No, I will not fight it, miss. I know that I have earned the binding. But will my tongue still please you? Oh, thank you, love. Oh, I want nothing more than to make you come. Oh, thank you for honoring me, miss. You're so enchanting. Oh, I may touch myself. Oh, thank you, miss. I'd love that, miss, if it so pleases you. My body is desperate for touch. Oh, thank you, miss. Thank you. Please, love, tell me, are you getting close? Please, I want to make you come so badly. Oh, please, miss, let me ravish you. Please. Miss. Oh, miss. I am so close. Please tell me that you are. I cannot wait much longer. Please, please may I come, miss. Oh, please, miss. Yes. Yes. Are you ready, miss? I want to come with you. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank you, miss. Thank you for having... Thank you for letting me have your wonderful cunt. I... Oh... Thank you. Oh... 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 Oh, thank you, miss. Oh, you are quite good to me, miss. I am not certain if I deserved that. Oh, that glare. Very well. I shall not argue. You are my superior, and I will obey you for as long as you will have me. I only wish that our inquiries have further settled your mind as to our arrangement, for any worries on my part have very well been put to rest. If you wish to continue such an affair, then... Well, you might not share my affinity for chatter. However, I cannot possibly object to the simplicity of such an answer. Your lips very well speak enough, and I am honored to have them.